Hello, 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 mamas, and welcome to another episode of Angel Moms Hopes of Heaven, brought to you by Alana Song. I am Angela Presley, your host for today. Thank you so much for joining me today. Before we get started, we're going to get a quick sponsorship out of the way. The show is sponsored today by Alana Song Store. If you are an Angel Mom or you know Angel Moms and you would like to purchase something special for them, go ahead and jump on over to www.alanasongstore.com. So let's get started. Today, I am very excited to welcome my guest today. Miss Raina Love. I have been on her page, on her site, just checking her out, and she has so much good stuff to share with us today. Raina, welcome. Welcome
Thank
to
you. Thank you.
the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you
Yeah.
so much.
Yeah. Before we get started, the first thing I ask all my mamas. We definitely have to let you talk about your Josiah. What do you want us to know? Let us love on him some before we get started with the podcast. If he was a baby, a teenager, whatever it is that you want to share with us, let us love on Josiah.
Oh, thank you. You made me cry. Which I brought a whole roll of toilet paper in just in case. I've been known to bring paper towels. Like I'm just bringing a roll of paper towel. Josiah, he's my youngest of three children. And he left this planet when he was 29. And that was just over 6 years ago. So he's my baby. And Josiah was a bohemian. He is. There's no was around anything. Just very eclectic. He was very artsy fartsy and very much he was very much into the same things I was into. So we were very like-minded. And then when he turned 20, he was into the circus and he did he was just very creative. And when he turned, right before he turned 20, he got a diagnosis of what I call the, I just put a capital C and then monster. That changed him from a, he was living in Orange County and he was in Cal State Fullerton, and it changed him from a, Orange County yuppie to a full-blown, down to the earth. Yeah, a hippie, and he became very into the healing arts. He switched from being in theater design to being a massage therapist and a healer, and he still was very much into the theatrics. And he did a lot of he worked at, well, in college he was Disneyland. He worked for the zoo, San Diego Zoo. He did shows down there, and then he did just a lot of other shows. And this behind me is his, what I call a, it's called a Sirwheel. And basically he put his body in there and he spun like a penny. And so I have some videos that I share quite often of him doing that. And so he was just very, very, he was a woodworker. This is also a piece he made me of the tree of life and the flower of life, mixed together and surprised me with it. Just very an old soul. We talked about similar stories. I could tell him, oh, like this happened. And he would be like, oh my gosh. Now I can do that with my other children too, thank God. But Josiah was just pursuing similar energies. He wrote, he's just a cool kid. A lot of his friends called him, and this no offense or anything, but like they would call him Baby Jesus because he was such a guru, and he was, it was just really super sweet. And I miss him, like I miss his physical presence, but he still nudges from spirit in ways that are shocking sometimes.
Yeah,
Like,
absolutely.
What do you mean you want me to write a book? Like, are you out of your cotton head? Like, what do you mean you want me to do this? Wait, what? So, yeah, he was beautiful. He was a beautiful, we, you know, he, when he was a baby, we, I seriously, I wrote this down. You probably can't even pronounce it in the book, but it, I called him Uchawad, but it was Uchawad Nadahad Bitty Body Boo. And then I would sing to him, Uchawad Nadahad Bitty Body Boo, Uchawad Nadahad, I love you. And I called him Uchi. I don't know how it, I don't even know like where that came from, but that's just how crazy I am. So, and he would come in the house and he would go, and I'd go, and then we would speak in these little foreign, but I guess it's probably angel language, you know, that we didn't even know we were doing in our young life, you know. And so, you know, he still speaks to me in those, in that angel language, and so. Yeah, so it was just, it's a, you know, we all, sometimes, you know, the worried girl is very wordless. And it's because there's just no words that have ever been created to articulate the kind of feelings we have for these beings that we were so fortunate to have that left this planet way too early, you know, and it's just, it was just beautiful, just as all of our children that are all just like flocking towards our conversation right now are just beautiful. Thank you.
Definitely. Oh my God. His just you, the description that you have given us of your Josiah, I'm just, it's like tangible to me.
Oh, thank you.
He just seems like he was such a light while he was physically here, and I'm sure still a light because I see my Alana as still shining. So.
Right, very much, very much. And a lot of people say when they've read the book, they're like, I feel like I know him. I'm like, good.
Definitely. So you say 20,
Twenty-nine.
he moved, he left physically at 29, but did you say at 20 he
He
was,
was diagnosed.
he was
He got
like,
a diagnosis, but you know what? He didn't leave this planet because of that diagnosis.
okay.
Josiah chose in that diagnosis to do everything holistic. And I told you the journey he went on was very, was he to went on a pilgrimage of healing energy. And but he left this planet in a motorcycle accident. So I had 9 years of, you know, the mother, you know, I don't care if you're Gandhi, man, your kid's diagnosed with a disease, you're gonna worry, you know, like I don't care who you are, you know, and I'm not gonna make light of that, you know, like you're gonna worry. So I had 9 years of, you know, watching him, you know, I don't like to use the word battle, but you know, dance around this, you know, horrific challenge. And then he, you know, he didn't. So I mean, you could kind of like have that, you know. We all have had our children leave this planet differently. So if you're, you know, thinking they're going to go one way and then it goes another way, it kind of like, you know, offsets your like, whoa, how'd that happen? So he left in a motorcycle accident. So it's interesting. Well, he said, you know, I mean, can't I'm not this I'm this this. This issue is not going to take me down, and he meant it. Like it was not going to take him down. So,
He sounds like such a free spirit and a warrior. I'm not letting this or anything stop me from living the way I choose to live. I'm not going to let this switch lanes for me and decide how I'm going to live. I love that.
in fact, I'm going to live it even fuller now. And that's, and you know, had he done chemotherapy, I don't know if then he would have gotten a secondary situation and then left this planet at the same time anyway. So I don't know, but because he made his choices, he lived his life the way he chose, and he lived with such I think that's what happens to our children when they're when children leave. I think that they live fast and hard and with all might. And I think that's in every in any child. You know, I don't even know where that came from. It's kind of chopped in my head right now. But like, I mean, I think a small child, that I think that they just get this big impact. They're just such a big impact, you know. But yeah, fast and hard for sure. Fast and I mean, not hard like like a daredevil, but just really in a unique energy of ways.
Now, with him being 20, do you think if he was underage, that you as a mom, because us as moms, we want, like you said, protection. We want to do everything that we can to, protect our babies. Do you think you as a mom would have chosen the chemo route?
Well, in America, you can't choose. If they're under, they make you. They make, it's, and that's a whole nother story.
Wow,
So,
I didn't know that.
yeah, I have some a friend who's really gone quite public about that. But yeah, I mean, like, her son was diagnosed when he was a young, I think he was like 3, and she didn't have a choice unless you
Wow.
run away to Mexico, like, she didn't have a choice. So underage, I wouldn't have a choice. As I know, like, if it was a teenager, I don't know if it's different as a teen. I have definitely had that conversation with myself. What if did we not like find it in time, or all the stories, there's that part of me that says, thank God I didn't have to make that decision. And then, there's that other part of me that has to sit with, he didn't warrant any reason to have a chest X-ray. He didn't warrant any of the reasons that he finally had a chest X-ray at 20 years old, or just prior, 2 days prior, that led up to that. So, I mean, I did in the first, yeah. I mean, the yeah, I went all over the place with that in the beginning for sure, especially when he was first diagnosed, like, oh my gosh, la la la, I mean, there's so many people that find out they're way deep into an illness that they could have prevented years prior, but they didn't know, so some things you have to just, I just was reading right before you got on about letting go. And I don't like that terminology at all. But I cur pulled a card this morning about letting go. And I thought, what are you saying here? And what it talked about was this energy of just being. It's not necessarily that you're letting go, but it's an energy where you no longer have to wrestle with the situation. And so it's not that I'm gonna let go of it, kind of a thing, or I'm hanging on to it, but it's the energy of being and stop fighting within it. And I thought that was really quite a way of understanding. I'm gonna reread it again when we get off, because I was literally reading it as I was waiting for you. And I was like, well, that makes more sense to me. It's a where you stop fighting. You stop fighting the feeling that, oh my God, I could have, would have, should have, and in that wrestle inside of us, where you have to not have, well, we kind of, in a way, some things we do have to do in order to continue on this what I call, what I feel is a sacred journey. And if you've been on my page and you read anything I've read, I call this sacred mamas and sacred journey. And there's a lot of sacredness about the whole process we are going through or wandering through, or And so I don't know, that just made some sense to me, where the part where you're just not going to wrestle so much with the guilt, or you're not going to wrestle so much with the, I should have, why didn't I, and all those things that hit us deeply when our child
Oh yeah.
ascends.
Yeah, 'cause there's so much, trust me. There's so much coulda, shoulda, woulda, had I, if I only had, that we wrestle with, if not on a daily basis, every hour, every, whenever the situation comes to mind. Us as moms, we're always, if I could have only, so that's real good of what you're saying. Is that a long piece of literature that you read this morning, or is it something?
No, it's, I pulled a card. I pulled a card around.
If you
I
could,
just pulled a card
if you
around
could
it,
read that
and
to, if you could read that to us, just to help us. Maybe, moms across the world, it's gonna help a few, as because we wrestle with that so much, as far as let it go. Let it go. There's nothing we could
yeah,
have
it's
done.
very short. I could definitely, I
Yeah.
mean, it's very interesting.
If
It's
you
from
will.
the, it's from a Zen type of
Sure.
deck, and it just says letting go. So it's talking about a few different things. So just apply what feels right to you. But it says, in existence, there is nobody who is superior and nobody who is inferior. The blade of grass and the great star are absolutely equal. But man wants to be higher than others. He wants to conquer nature. Hence, he has to fight continuously. All complexity arises out of this fight. The innocent person is one who has renounced fighting. So think about that within ourselves.
Yeah.
Who is no longer interested in being higher, who is no longer interested in performing, in proving that he is someone special, who has become like a rose flower, or like a dewdrop on the lotus leaf, who has become part of the infinity, who has melted, merged, and become one with the ocean and is just a wave, who has no idea of the I. The disappearance of the I is innocence. So it's just coming back to that innocence and that place of, so if you put that into the, that's talking about the ego, but a lot of our guilt is in that we're in our mind. The ego is just your mind, the mind chatter, and all the fighting within ourselves that we didn't do good enough, or we,
Yeah.
like I didn't do right by my son some way because I didn't force him to do this or that, or we do the best we can at the time of where we are. And for me personally, I couldn't wrestle with a, my son was stubborn. He was a Leo all over the place. And he was, he had his own mind at a very young age. And so at 20, he still had his own mind. That didn't mean he didn't ask for my opinion. I work in holistic health. He didn't, like, doesn't mean he'd ask me what I thought he should use or do or this or that and all that. But he had a path he was going to go on. And I also believe that I signed up for this, that him and I had a soul contract, and that he was going to come down here and he wasn't going to be here long enough. And for some way, this is Raina, okay? In somewhere in my knowingness, I've known this all along because I said, okay. Now, I always say that I wrestled in spirit with him. Like, I ain't doing this with you. But he begged, and I loved him because I've been with him forever. Right. And so I said, okay, if this is for your soul's evolution, then it's for mine. And that no matter, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if he was going to leave at 29. I mean, he had other opportunities to leave this planet. He's, flipped his car, and he's had other, things happen. But this is what happened, and I hate it. I mean, it's horrifying, and it's just, all the other Yeah,
Yeah.
words, you know. But what if this was for me, not for me? And like I said, the words are coming out of my mouth, but I sometimes feel like I need to retract them back in
Yeah.
because, oh my gosh, what am I saying? You know, but yet I walk hand in hand. We walk hand in hand with our children. We walk hand in hand with our parents. We walk hand in hand with our soul family. And so, you know, Josiah's life was here on this planet was what he chose it to be. And he was not going to let cancer define him. And I had to honor that all the way through. And it was hard. It's not like I didn't fight with him or, you know, tell him, I need you, but could you just, you know, like, but he was who he was. He was an old soul
Yeah.
and he had choices. And so to help me, you know, I don't even like that let go. Like I said, I don't even on a moon meditation, I'm like, and let go of this. No, we have to transmute this energy. We have to move through it. We have to process our energy through something. And it's and this one is the hardest journey, path, situation, issue.
Yeah,
All the terminology,
all of
yeah,
that.
that we do it that we have to go through, and our hearts are not the same. I've gotten an analogy now. You know, your heart is this, and then you find out your child was a spirit, and it just shatters. Like, have you ever seen broken glass, like a windshield that's just completely in a zillion little
Yeah,
place pieces,
yeah.
you know, and then, but our heart wants to be together. And so as those little embryonic pieces come back together, they come back together but differently,
Yeah.
and it changes. And look at what you're doing now. It repurposes our soul and our
Wow.
spirit and our heart and all those things, and we then give meaning through what we do to for our children. Our children's lives are not in vain. And I'm not saying that you have to do a podcast or write a book or, you know, but if you allow your body and your soul and your heart to heal, you are honoring their beautiful, beautiful beings, these magical humans that are still magical. They're spirit here and they're spirit next to us. And so that's the process I look at, is like, how am I going to honor Josiah? And you know what? Sometimes I'm Josiah by watching Netflix. Okay. You know, like, it's okay. You know, it's okay. It's all okay.
Yeah.
You can honor them by gardening, but by healing and doing, finding joy again. And this is a big one. People are like, how do you find joy? Well, first of all, joy is the highest vibration. Love and joy, like, they vibrate so high. And the way for us to connect to our children is to have our vibration high. You know, if you're, and I'm not saying if you're crying and grieving that you can't connect, because I don't believe that for one second, because your heart is, you know, it's when you're bitter, angry,
Yeah.
you know, miserable, you know, all those really negative vibrations.
Yeah.
That's going to lower your vibration. It's going to be hard for you to see, feel, hear, and know that spiritual energy that's all around you. And so that's the part of finding joy. And finding joy might be that you really, I remember I used to love to bake, and you start baking again. You know, I used to really like, and it takes time. Trust me, I love, love, love to play in plants. And I'm at 6 years and I'm just creating a garden outside. Like, you know, so, you know, do I still have a hard time cleaning my house? Yes, because I don't want to, you know, but I do it. You know, but, you know, those kind of things. What gives you joy? You know, I used to love to color. You know, it doesn't have to be big. It just has to be authentic within yourself. Oh, I don't even know. Thank you, probably.
Wow. All of that of what you just said. Oh my, I'm just soaking it. I am soaking
Good.
it because all of that was so pitch perfect for my spirit.
Good.
All of
You,
it.
well, it's, you know, and here's another thing. It's not one thing you do. It's absolutely everything you do. You know what I'm saying? You can't just brush your teeth and expect your whole body to be clean. You know, like you have, it's everything you do. It's so do it, read, you know, take a class, you know, take a walk, you know, make sure you move your body, eat healthy. I mean, there's so many avenues, and grief is such, well, first of all, she's her own identity. Like she has her own identity. I've given her a name. You may sometimes you might have named her, so when she comes to visit, you can just cohabitate for a little while. And you know, because she really does have her own identity. I don't know when she's gonna hit sometimes. And the last big one, I actually wrote about it, and it was, well, it had to be right around Christmas. I think it was either Christmas morning or the morning before, and I was working out. And I was just, you know, getting, I was kind of down, like doing sit-ups or whatever. And all of a sudden it was, whoa! And I'm like, oh, hello, you know, and I was, it was, you know, I just had a good cry. And my husband came in and he's like, oh, like what happened? Like, you should know by now. Like, but, and then I just, you know, saw it for what it was, because we don't, you know, we push it away. You know, and that's, there's times we need to, I can't be, but there's times where sometimes we have to just engage. And so she's her own identity. And so that's that whole personage of having to rectify that part of me that is her. I mean, you know, and she doesn't go away, but she can become softer. She can go be in the background. She can be more fluid versus so hard. And, you know, so, and that's just time. So allow that time, allow your space to be wherever you are. When I first started coaching or working with women, they'd be like, I take 10 steps backwards because I had a bad day yesterday. What? No, they're, first of all, no, it's just a day. It's just a, no matter what you're in, whatever life is bringing to us, it's just a day. There's no back and forth. And what I've learned in this story life is there's no back or forth. There's no up or down. There's no left or right. There's no in or out. It's just is. And we have to be in the is of every day, whatever that day brings to us.
So good. So good, mamas. Just everything she's saying, just soak it in, mamas. She's head on. She's hitting it on the head. Giving us nuggets that we need to make it through. I want to go back and dissect just a little bit because this is good eating right here. Younger, I was going to ask younger when Josiah was younger. And you were saying an old soul, he's an old soul. Did you see something as a kid while he was a kid where you were just like his spirit, it's something about this kid that I just feel that I don't know if it's spiritual, if he knows, if his spirit knows, I only got this much time.
You know, with Josiah, the crazy thing about is I dreamed before each of my children, and I dreamt about, and I wrote it all down, but sometimes on the spot I get a little lost. But I dreamt about, I believe I dreamt about a girl, and then I had a boy. Then I dreamt about a boy, and I had a girl. And then I dreamt about a boy, and I had a boy. But the first one, dream I had. You know, I never had ultrasounds, or so I didn't know what I was having. And so as I got bigger and bigger. You know, I was saying, thinking it would be Josiah as with my first, because I knew I was having a Josiah. I knew it. So did his father. I'm not, you know, his father and I aren't together, but his father and I knew we were going to have a Josiah. Well, as I was getting bigger, I thought, you know what, this isn't Josiah. This isn't Josiah. And a friend of mine said, I'm going to name my son either Scott or Jeremy. And I said, well, if you use Scott, I'm using Jeremy. And that's exactly what happened. So my first child was Jeremy. Well, then my second child, I was like, then I dreamt, yes, I dreamt of a boy, and I had a girl. So we knew it was the Josiah. So then when the third baby guy got pregnant again, I was like, well, first of all, let's have a talk great spirit in the sky, because I'm over this. Like, this better be Josiah. Like, if this is a girl, you know. So I knew Josiah was coming. So there was that story. And I, you know, he was just, you know, he was my baby. So that, you know, I had my older son, then I had my girl, and then, you know, I had a baby. So, like, I was like, you know, he was very much, I would say, he wasn't a mama's boy, but he was very connected to me. But I, you know, I don't know, I feel very connected to all my children. I feel fortunate with that. But I feel like when he got the diagnosis, at that point, something shifted in me and said, something's different. I mean, I knew Josiah was different because he was very theatrical. You know, he started performing in circus when he was like 12, and you know, this weird language we had, and the silly, you know, he always had to sleep with me. He used my hair to like suck his thumb. And so, like, there was always this different kind of energy. But I think when he got that diagnosis, there was a huge shift. And I would say that for everybody, but I started to know, okay, this isn't, is, I don't know if he's going to be here. And then I heard a song, and it started to kind of be my prayer song, you know, by Jay Jadish, called Beloved Child. No, called In Dreams, actually. And she said, talks about a beloved child in the, and then it kind of, now it's like a little bit of my cry song. So I have a hard time listening to it. But I think for all of us, that once they truly go to spirit, I think that knowing drops in, like, oh, I think I knew this all. I think I might have known this. And that goes back to that soul contract. You know, I think I might have known this. I think I've known this all along, you know, and you just kind of know, like, we are all very intuitive beings, you know, and don't doubt yourself on what you know and what you think and what you feel and what you see, because it's, you're spot on, you know, like, don't doubt yourself.
I read a book once, and it when I was all always a reader, always a reader. And even before I had children, I had a library of books on just heaven. Heaven, just spiritual realm books. So I've always kind of been in the heavenlies with curiosity and what is this and what does it mean, and just trying to piece it together and bring understanding to it. So I was reading a book, and I can't think of the name offhand. But the woman spoke on what you just said, that there's kind of like an agreement before we even get here. The kids, who's going to be the mom, how long we're going to be here, and just reading that just brought just a little bit of comfort. Just a little bit of comfort, because it's hard to fathom. It's hard to fathom because technically we just know this physical earth. We just know this physical earth, so that's where our mind is. If we take our minds and our spirit back before the physical earth, what was going on here? What, you know? So it gets your mind rotating. And when you set the soul connection, I just immediately thought about what I read in that book, a couple of chapters of that book that just brought just a little bit of comfort that my spirit knew that Alana only had so much time. This is what we agreed to. This is what we agreed to.
Like what?
And as a mom physically on the earth, we want our kids here with us. It's not normal. It's not normal for us to bury our children, and it's just not. It's just not. So, just to get your mind, just to think outside of the box, just kind of helps just a little bit to, just to get us through.
Right.
What if we agreed to this before we even came? So, yeah.
And then what is normal? Like a lot of people are like, oh, this is just, out of order, like this out of order
Yeah.
way people leave this planet. And I mean, that would be just the perfect scenario that everybody, once you're 100, you just
Yeah.
go, and then the next level comes up, and everybody's, that's just you just float through until you're 100. You float the next float through. I mean, that would be the ideal situation. But I mean, let's go back way in history of all histories. There is this is what's normal. Like,
Yeah.
and I that was something I had to wrestle with in my mind. Is it out of order, or is it just this is happening everywhere? Like, oh my gosh, and of course, being in different groups on Facebook and I mean, you guys, I was in Ross yesterday, and my friend I was with, she makes some comment about I shouldn't wear that because I'm old. A woman comes up to us and is now just dialoguing with her about her comment because she heard her about getting old, and she starts talking about her mom and blah blah. And then she goes into the whole story about her daughter leaving this planet
Wow.
in September, just starts telling us. And I was just like, it's no coincidence that you just picked us. I mean, my friend hadn't lost a child, but
Yeah.
I don't like loss. I miss, I don't like that. Like my son, but I like my son, I said, my son's in spirit too. And I just, I'm just in Ross, like I'm just shopping, and it happens all the time. I was in Laughlin and I was somewhere and same thing, like it happens all the time. And I'm like, is it out of order, or is it unusual, or is this just life? Like,
So,
I mean, it's just these weird questions I have to ask myself. But
yeah.
one thing I will tell you is once you have, if you're a sacred mother and you are living this life, you are woven into I don't call it a club because that's just ridiculous. There's no club is something I'm going to go sign up for, and I guess if we signed up in spirit, but I just can't do that. So, but I call it a tapestry, and we are woven in by this divine love, with this sacred, beautiful tapestry of sacred mamas that literally our threads are woven in through our hearts, through the divine love of our children, the
Yeah.
divine spirit of our children. And we find each other. It's just weird. It's not weird, but it's like sacred,
Like a magnet,
because soon
yeah.
as I meet someone, I'm immediately like, as soon as you pulled up, I've admit to you, as soon as we pulled up, I was like, I'm in love with her, because our hearts, no one knows our hearts. Not even, I mean, I think a father can understand, but a mom carried those babies in her body, and that DNA is still rolling through us. And I mean, even if you're an adopted mom, I feel like I feel like when you adopt that child, I mean, it's just grafted in energetically. So I don't think it's like I think it's still very, I think their DNA just goes in, okay, whoop, like sorry, can't, I don't know, I don't know all the stories, but it's so beautiful. So
Definitely.
yeah.
Definitely. Wow. Good stuff. Good stuff. I'm just soaking in good stuff. Tell us what it is that you do. Tell us about your sacred moms and give us, I'm already feeling it, but just give us more. Just more of what this journey would be like, just coming in with you.
Well, I'm an intuitive healer, and so like if you come to me privately, we just work through, we do privately work with you on Reiki healing energy, helping you figure out what you need for you, for your soul's journey, right now. Do your kids drop in? Absolutely. But it's different every time, and I can't even label it because it's just come open, and you're gonna leave feeling like you've got some, hopefully some tidbits of information. Yeah, but in my little group, I ended up, what happened was I about, the first year I'm just writing, love letters, but I'm jotting down bullet points of all the signs I was getting. And I mean, I had like a list, but I couldn't write a story or anything. And about right before the 1 year, I was asked to be in a compilation book to write about gratitude. And I was like, you're out of your mind right now, woman. Like us, you want me to write about sorrow and pain, and I'm your girl, but gratitude, and not like I didn't have anything to be gratitude for. I'm a grandmother, like how much more grandmother, gratitude do I have? But I was in a lot of pain still the first year, and she just, said, Raina, just do it. You wanted to be in those other books and you didn't. And I'm like, yeah, this one was about like angels, and this one was about meditation, like it was different. I don't know why that felt so much different than gratitude, but I sat down and I wrote a story in about 20 minutes about, it's called Polish Through the Pain, that blew me backwards, And so I was in that book, and then so then that got, I mean, I like had it submitted by the 1 year. And after that, I was sitting on the floor drinking coffee. It was right around maybe like December, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there. And I heard, form, why do I have to become form again? I like it here. And then I hear what I call the ethereal or God or spirit, what, say something back. And I just stood up and I came and I wrote down this thing, and I was like, it was Josiah was telling the ethereal that he didn't want to come back to Earth, but it was before I had him. And I just can feel this nudge of, Mom, write a book, call Shanda. Well, now that I'd been in that compilation book, I knew of this publisher, and I'm like, she's gonna tell me I am cray-cray, So I wrote her and I said, can we talk? So I told her, this is what just happened, and I think I need to write a book about what's happening with me and Josiah. And she's like, let's do it. And I'm like, that's not what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear you say, you crazy, go to bed, And so I was like, okay, so I said, what do I do? Because I didn't know what to do. And I was still at, like, I just came over the 1 year. And so she said, just start writing the stories that you bullet point. Because I, told her all about that. So I sat down, I started writing stories and writing out what I was experiencing. And then I was started to write about within what I was experiencing at the moment. You know, I would, like, this would happen. I just would get home from, you know, Disneyland, and this would happen at Disneyland, and then this, you know, situation here. And I had finished writing at everything out at, well, at 2 years, I had a dream. And when I had the dream, I knew that Josiah was basically, we were closing out the book. And so I wrote the whole dream down. And within that, there's dreams too, you know, within the book. And then it took me a while to edit it, and, you know, kind of like process, because, you know, for me personally, I had to stop for like a month or two and then go back to it and then stop for a month, you know, because it was, you
Yeah,
know,
definitely.
guttural. Like, it was guttural. Like, and so it was published 3/3/2021. I think I'm coming up on my 3rd year, which I can do. 3 is a big number since he was my 3rd baby. So and I was born in March, so that's another big thing. So anyways, through that, the book, and I created an Oracle deck also. Yes, if you didn't know that. It's called Sacred Alchemy, connecting you to the ones you love in spirit, and you can see that Josiah's tree is right there on it. And they're all channeled messages, and then all the artwork on the back is like his artwork and his and
Get that.
four different mandalas that he had done in his woodworking.
Yeah.
So okay, so then all that's going on, and so then I come around, and I've been started to do like Reiki online stuff with let me back up. At one point, let me back up,
It's
and this will
okay.
give you so right before I start to write the books, I'm still at that 1 year point. I hadn't joined any like online groups. There's many of them, Helping Parents Heal, and there's another mom's group. There's several of them that I'm in, and you're welcome. I'll give them to you later, but I don't know what they are right now. But that's the one I joined. So I for but before that, I was like, I'm in my bathroom. It's Christmas Eve or the day before Christmas Eve. Purse over my shoulder. I'm gonna go out into the wilds. And that's like the least favorite thing on the planet to do. And especially at 1 year, you know, like I was trying a lot harder this, you know, that because he left in October. So that 1st year I was like, you know, cotton in my head. And then I heard go create a group. And I was like, but are you like, what? I don't even know what I'm doing. And I heard lullaby letters from our children in spirit. And I'm in my bathroom, and I said, lullaby, lullaby, that's like for babies. And I could hear spirit say, no, these signs you're getting are lullabies. They're lullabies from your children. And because I was a writer, I was writing, I was going to write letters and letters from our spirit and children, like written energy, you know? And so I came back into this room I'm in now, and I'm crying. I've got Alice Cooper eyes. If you know who Alice Cooper is, he had all the black makeup down here, and I'm crying, and I'm writing out this group, and I'm creating this group, and I'm like, I don't even, you know, like I have a few people I knew at that point that I had met along my journey. So I invited them in and dried my eyes and wrote about why I wrote this out and left. And then, you know, like maybe 2 weeks later, I thought, you better join some groups because you don't know what you're doing. So then I started searching, you know, for groups. But okay, so that's how the group started. It's still really little. My gift, I like to say this, right, isn't what do you do? Self-promotion, you know? Like, so I don't like push law. I want you to come in your own space, and I will invite you if you know, but anyways, it's still a small group, but it's getting bigger. But in that group, I started doing little like Zoom things where we would do Reiki. I would do Reiki, you know, like a group Reiki and stuff. So in this last couple of years, I've changed some of the things, and of course I've gotten I guess the right word would be stronger and more, of my own growth and stuff. And so once a month I do a Reiki healing. So you just come and I open the Zoom room early. So I have done it where you talk after, and I kind of don't want that. I want you just to go get off Zoom and go lay down, and heal. So I'm open the room early, like 30, 40 minutes. You guys can all chit chat, look away. And then I'll come in, share whatever is on my heart, or just go straight into Reiki, whatever's happening, do a Reiki healing. It's usually like maybe 20 minutes. And then maybe pull a few cards and then have you go drift into La La Land. And the second group right now that I'm doing is I do healing through writing. So that started where I was doing Reiki and writing, and I was doing it. And so it's, I changed, but I do these, and they're all that these little groups I do are just come and experience, right? There's no, like, I'm not at this point charging for anything. So the healing through writing, because I channeled Josiah, I am showing you or guiding you is a better word. For you to channel your own child and be your own medium and have that conversation and hear back, but through writing. So over the years, so I've been created this meditation. Josiah also played the flute. And so in this meditation, I play his flute music also, which took that, see, that took me 5 years to listen to. Like it's like I'm telling you guys, it's for all of us. We all have to like process. Like I would put it on, I'd be like, nope, can't listen to
Oh
it.
yeah.
But now, and even when I first started doing the healing through writing, I wasn't using it, and I was almost felt like I got slapped in the face. Like, like why aren't you using? What's wrong with you? Like, oh yeah, of course. So I bring in his flute music. I take you down a guided meditation. We light up your chakras and all your energy forces in your spiritual spine and take you down a path through a tree, through a translucent door, through a tree, and to a bench. That's it, and then you I guide you to write to them and then have them write back to you.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong. There's, if you're like, I couldn't do that. Just come and have an experience. And even if you just sit on the bench that whole time during that meditation, and you're like, just feel like I felt like I was holding my child, and then it, that was is amazing too. So I there's no like prerequisite, like you have to do it or anything, but I mean it's all that, all this, our spiritual self or our spiritual things we want to do, it's kind of like a muscle and we just have to work it. So you just come in and experience. And anyways, then you're when we're done, that your child walks you back through the door, and they light up just like you, and they bring all their energy back into you before you come back. And it's actually just an absolute beautiful experience. And I'm really I'm just I love this process. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. Yeah, it's just really beautiful. And I've had women tell me such profound things that they've written from their child, that some stuff that just absolutely just like as I've been doing it, obviously I continue because of what they're telling me is happening in their experience. And I'm like, oh, okay, so this is really awesome, like it's working, like okay, I'm gonna keep doing it because that makes me really happy. When that's part of my healing is to help you. So when you t when I know that whatever I've contributed has that you're healing, that helps one of those pieces. I call it liquid gold, come in and like fill in those broken lines,
Oh,
and it
wow.
helps put that repurposed heart back together for me too, So, and I'm sure this is for you too, when someone's been touched by your podcast broadcasted, it's it's healing. It's
Oh yeah,
healing you. It's
definitely.
healing you
Definitely.
know? So so that's right now what I'm kind of doing. I'm an oracle reader. So like, if you come privately with me, we're gonna pull some cards and play and but the whole point is, for Reiki and for all of it is to bring us some inner peace. And when we can find some peace, our bodies can come back to homeostasis, to balance. I'm also a holistic health practitioner, and I work with plant medicine, essential oils, and blah, 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 all the things to help you kind of bring yourself back to balance. And our bodies take a toll, and if we don't take care of that, there's statistically that, let's say the trauma happens, it's like 2 years later is when you actually get the physical
Oh yeah.
detriment to your body. So it's important that that's true. And it's hard, it's hard to take care of yourself
Oh yeah.
when you are in that kind of pain. So, and I can't remember what I ate the first 8 months. Pita chips and drank coffee and maybe had peanut butter. I don't know. I didn't remember what the outside looked like. Like, I mean, I've been there. I understand it, And there's days I look back and go, why can't I just lay in bed all day? And like, for the next week or two, can I just do nothing?
I get it.
And
We get it. We get
But that's not gonna serve me. And it's definitely not what Josiah would want for me. I know for a fact that our children want us to be well. They want us to thrive. They want us more than ever now. I mean, they wanted it for us when we were alive. When they were here on earth, like they wanted, Josiah would say, Mom, go do whatever you want to do, because I know for me as a mother, and I'm sure all of us, we live our lives for
Oh,
them.
yeah.
And I mean, how many women, their kids leave the nest, so to speak, and they're like, I don't even know who I am anymore. I don't know what I like. I've just literally given my whole life to my children. So, it's a little bit even grandiose in this energy right now. So finding out who you are and what you like and don't like. And I'm gonna tell you what I like and don't like are completely different. Well, not completely, but there are things that are very different within me. And I don't have a lot of toleration for the minutia, at all. I just don't, So.
A big part of this podcast is for moms to find purpose through the journey. And all of what you just said here led right to that. With we receive healing through my
What we
podcast and
do.
your, yeah. So that's really what it's all about, for you to find where you're going to receive your healing. Like you said, I used to love to bake. I, you know, it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be groups and podcasts. It's where you're going to receive healing and what you give. Yeah, that's
You
the
can
purpose.
go volunteer at an animal shelter if you're into animals. If it could be because you're outside with plants. It could be while you're watering. It just finding that place to turn your pain into your passion, into your purpose, into your re let's say this, into your repurposed, into your repurpose. It's, absolutely.
Good,
Absolutely.
good, good. Before I wrap up, I say a couple of things before I wrap up. Where can mamas find you, find your book?
Let me
Where?
show you that.
Josiah. Oh, love it. Love
Yeah,
it.
it's called Because of Josiah, the Sacred Alchemy of a Mother's Unending Bond with Her Son and Spirit. My author name is Raina Irene. You can go to www.rainairene.love. And that's my website. And there is a thing that will take you right to Amazon. Or you can look up Because of Josiah and Raina Irene on Amazon. And then my I don't know how to get to my it's Lullaby Letters. Hang on, let me look. Wait, I popped off. I'm back. Let me see. I'm not like so it's you'll see that on this is the background of the Lullaby Letters, the Sacred Alchemy Lullaby Letters. But the hang on, I'll give it to you right now. To get to it doesn't tell me. Doesn't tell me on my phone how to get to me.
But
Yeah.
you can
So
be reached on Facebook, Instagram.
absolutely. Right. It's you could put in Gypsy Raina and that'll pop me up. Raina Love on Facebook. Gypsy Raina on Instagram. Yeah, those are my only two platforms. And
So
then from Raina Love, if you go on Raina Love, it'll take you to my book also. And then it's Lullaby Letters. That's that probably it's under Facebook Lullaby Letters. That's the group. So,
Wonderful.
and then you can join us in our monthly little things. We've had another one called Sacred Conversations. And we just pop on and just talk and just let everybody share their heart. So there's little things like that. My website, it's so my and my email is gypsyreina@gmail.com. And you can find me there too if you want to have a talk to me privately and things like that.
Good. All right. So the last question I have before we wrap up the podcast, I ask all my mamas this. So here we go. Raina, what are your hopes of heaven? What does heaven look like to you?
I don't know. I think that heaven is something we create and something that we could create here in some respects. I would say that being in spirit would be freeing and evolving and nurturing, and I'd be able to spend all the time I can with my son, with my children when they come, with my mom. Today's my mom's birthday. In fact,
Birthday,
she would
mom.
have been 104 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, she had me a little bit later in life. And yeah, that's an interesting question because heaven, heaven sometimes is in the eyes of my grandbaby, and
That's
so
good.
I think it's a heart condition, it's where my heart won't hurt anymore.
That's good.
And I'm gonna pull some cards before we go.
Go, sure, go ahead.
I'm just doing it as we're speaking. I'm just gonna pull them out. And I'm gonna tell you. Okay. So this is from our children. Okay. This is I want you just to go like it's like you're sitting down and your child is literally saying, Mom.
Okay.
don't know why that's why they say it. Mom.
Mom. Yep.
I am always with you. I am always with you.
Yeah.
Those signs are not your imagination.
Wow.
We are creating the next part of our present moment. Now is all that matters. Now is all that matters, because I'm the one that's guiding you. I'm the one that's guiding you. And listen to that inner wisdom, because that is me. Wow.
Big wow.
Wow.
Big wow. Wow. Because we always have the, you know, Alana, can you hear me, Alana? Can you, you know?
They said, I'm always with you. I'm guiding you. We are creating the next part of our present moment. So take that in. Now is all that matters. So what they're saying is, we are still creating. Now is all that matters. Right now. Right now, Mom. Right now, Mom. Don't go too far out here and don't go back. They definitely don't want us to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go back. Stay here with me, Mom, because I'm the one that's guiding you. I'm the one that's guiding you. So listen to that inner wisdom, because that's me. That's a beautiful reading. That is a beautiful reading.
It is perfect. That's perfect.
I am so honored to have been here. I am so honored that you asked me. And I am just so grateful that I have you and hopefully all these beautiful women in my life, because we journey together, and Sacred Mamas, we heal together, and we need each other. So thank you so much.
Definitely an honor to have you. I mean, this is an interview like no other. So I'm just sitting here just loving it. Definitely, Raina. My pleasure to have you. And me and other moms across the globe, we're just going to be checking in on you. I'm curious about the book, and I'm just, wow, Josiah.
Thank you.
So yeah, I just
want to. From my heart to yours.
Yes, yes. So moms, we're going to wrap up this episode. Thank you so much for joining us today. And just take care until we meet again. Talk to you soon, mamas. Bye-bye.